Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Today, I want to talk about something that happened. I did a thing on my Instagram and I wanted to share it with you because I think, well, it is something that comes up with quite a few of my clients. I've seen a bit of discussion about it on the interwebs recently, and I wanted to share my perspective on this and share my reasons for the actions that I've took because I think it will help a few of you. Now, this isn't a balanced opinion. This is me seeing what's happening in the industry and taking a stance for what works for me in my business. So when you listen to this, for those of you who have an Instagram, but if you also have other platforms where friends and family might be able to join or watch or subscribe or listen or just participate in some way, then this is going to be relevant for you. So even if I reference Instagram, that's because that is the content or is the platform that I'm specifically referencing. But this can apply to you no matter what platform. So the situation is that on my coaching business page on Instagram, I deleted friends and family. And I want to talk about that. The reason I want to talk about it is because, as I said, people are talking about it. It comes up in the industry. My clients ask me about it. And the reason it comes up is because and I'll give reference to some of the clients that have asked me about this and how we've coached on it and what kind of conclusions we came to. But the reason why it comes up is because for many of you, especially if you're still like not full-time in your business, you're in a 9-to-5 or you're less than 50K all-time revenue and you're not yet able to rely on coaching as a steady income, then it's likely that you are also in the beginning stages, beginning to experienced but not actually creating results yet stages of marketing, selling, getting your name out there, stepping into your leadership as the coach of choice and actually becoming a highly sought after, in-demand life coach who knows how to sign clients because you decide to. So if that's you, this podcast is for you. So when I started my coaching business in Jan 2020, I also started my Instagram at the same time. This was before I had certification. This is before I'd ever coached a client. I decided to open a coaching Instagram account straight away. I also had a private Instagram account for my personal photos, pictures, and shares. So that's an important context to be aware of. But I understood very quickly that if I was going to be building this business and creating clients, I was going to need a way to market and sell. Like, to me, that was always very obvious. But in fairness, I have been in business as an employee all my life. I did a business degree. I've always been in income generating roles. I've always inherently had experience and understanding of the value of marketing and selling. So many of the coaches that work with me have never actually been in a revenue generating role, even if they've been in marketing jobs currently or in the past. Or even if they have like a position where they are C-suite or they're senior enough to understand that a business isn't a charity, the concept of recognizing that in order to sign clients, you're going to have to market and sell tends to not hit until you're fully actually trying to market and sell. Somehow, I was blessed with the awareness that this was something that you would need from the outset, that it was going to be a big part of this journey. Regardless of the resistance I had to it, I still knew that this was part and parcel. So I knew from the outset that I was going to start a separate Instagram account because I have a history on my private one and it's full of pictures with my now fiance. It's full of travel photos. I knew very quickly that I like to have a differentiation between work and work and home life as well. So from the beginning, like I say, it was very clear to me that I wanted to have a separate account. Now, I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't, plenty of coaches just continue from existing profiles. If you have Facebook, for example, you're probably just going to continue from that same profile because business pages don't get as much traction. But for Instagram, it is very, very common to separate the two and have differentiation, especially those of you with newborns or babies or kids that you might want to keep private, which is, again, fair enough. So now fast forward 5 years later, my gosh, been in business for 5 years, I decided that only in the last couple of months, I started noticing that I have been kind of secretly holding back. And I didn't realize that I was until it got so loud that I couldn't ignore it. I was becoming very conscious of the likes that I was seeing and the story views that I was seeing, and it was creating a dialogue in my head. Now, this happened for me at the very beginning of my business. It's happened for me periodically throughout my business, and it happened again at the beginning of this year. I started to become what I recognized as was being quite self-conscious, starting to think about them instead of thinking about my message, instead of thinking about my clients. I was becoming conscious of who was watching and how they might perceive it. Now, one of the things that I think is also really important to recognize here is that I have now established my business to a degree where I am extremely clear on who my client is, who I serve, the problem that I solve, and the way that I help them. And this is what I support all of my clients to discover. But it is very clear that I am a business coach and mentor for life coaches. So when I have friends and family follow me and they're not a coach and they're probably unlikely to be the type who would ever become a coach or a healer or light worker, then it is clear to me whether or not they need to be on my feed. So that is one of the key reasons why I realized that not only was this self-consciousness happening and this self-dialogue of like, what are they going to see? How are they going to perceive this? Was starting to creep in. There's also the aspect of I would never serve them anyway. So for you as an emerging and aspiring life coach who is building your confidence with sales, building your experience as somebody who is out there marketing, communicating your offers and selling your services, this is something for you to consider and to weigh up. Are your friends and family people who would potentially become clients? And so herein comes the question of, and many of my clients like to discuss this with me, do I serve friends and family? Like, is that, are they people who I coach? Like, are there ethics around that? Are there rules around that? Should I, shouldn't I? And again, the coaching industry is very, it's unregulated. There are no official rules about what you can or cannot do. So anything that you do in your coaching business needs to come from integrity, and integrity is something that is felt within. This is where your integrity to yourself, to your ability to be neutral with your clients, even if they are family or friends, your ability to serve them and separate the coach-client relationship to the personal relationship that you have with them, your ability to differentiate between the kind of meeting where you are meeting with them as a coach versus as a friend or family member. These are all things that you need to consider. And if you are at the stage of your business and coaching confidence where for you it's like, well, I find coaching still kind of new, I still get in my head a little bit about, if you say this to yourself, by the way, if you say to yourself, I still get in my head a little bit about what the next question is, or remembering what they said to me without taking a million notes, or knowing what tool to use, then it's okay. You're a beginner coach, you don't have much experience yet. I wouldn't be adding in the layer of trying to navigate a personal relationship with that. Now, those of you who have had experience, probably from your professional career prior to coaching, where you've had a customer service aspect or a client aspect, like I used to be a client relationship manager in my previous role, I can speak to anybody. It could be my mom, it could be my nan, it could be my nan. When I am speaking professionally from a professional perspective about like something that I offer, my services, I know how to switch it on and off very, very clearly. So for me, I already have the skill of separating my personal viewpoints, experiences with somebody versus being able to serve them as a professional coach from a neutral place. So that is something that you need to be honest with yourself. This is where integrity really matters, because if you aren't and you think to yourself, well, I just need to get the experience, or I'm not sure if I can separate it, then by all means, coach people, coach family and friends, get that experience under your belt and then evaluate. See if it worked. See if you were able to serve them. See if you were able to stay neutral and impartial. See if you were able to serve them fully without jumping in the pool with them or making assumptions along with them because you understand the context of their story instead of taking it at face value based on what they tell you, as you would with a client who you didn't know their backstory or their history. So that's something to consider, especially for those of you who are general life coaches who serve in niches or have offers that family and friends could potentially benefit from. But there's what you can do inside the container from the highest integrity and holding yourself to that standard, which means being willing to put boundaries in place. And then there is the integrity of who you show up as in your marketing and selling. Because if you find that you are becoming self-conscious, like I did a couple of months ago, when I realized that somehow everybody, all of my friends and family are following me, watching my posts, not liking a single thing, but they're watching everything that I do, then you have every right to draw the boundary if that allows you to show up more powerfully and authentically for the clients that you would love to serve. Even if that means saying no to having them in your business, following you when it's not necessary for them to do so, even if they could be a client. And I give you the example of, you know, if this was an office, if you weren't an online business, if you had a practice, like let's just say you were a therapist, and I'm sure the therapists who listen to this podcast can agree. Let's just say you had a physical office space, you had a front desk, you had your therapy meeting room, and every time you were talking to prospective customers, speaking to them about the services and options that you offer, if your family and friends are in the reception room, listening into every conversation and having an opinion on everything that you have to say, or you're seeing them and you kind of can imagine what their judgments might be, this is a professional workspace. They don't need to be in your office 9 to 5. So kick them out. Tell them, if you want to catch up with me, let's do brunch on the weekend. I don't need you to be in my office with me while I'm at work. So if that helps you recognize that it's okay to have boundaries around your work, around your business, then do. That is what it is to be a professional. That's what it is to be in integrity and to protect your ability to be the best coach for your clients. And if you're listening to this thinking, yeah, I've got no problem with that, actually. In fact, I love when my mom's there, like she makes me feel safe. Or I love when my sister's watching, or my sister was one of my first ever clients, and being there is like a testimony to the work I can do. And I know if I can impact her, I can impact so many people, then amazing. Keep that and keep them there. And so this leads on to the next, like, I guess, recommendation, if you like. One of the things that I do very comfortably is like I do differentiate between what I will post about on my business account and what I post about on my personal account. Now, I don't use my personal account very often anymore. In fact, I've only just had access to it again because I lost access to it for 2 years while I was traveling, because the double verification code two-factor authentication thing became an issue when I changed my Australian number from my UK number. Long story short, I couldn't access it for a while. I've now got access to it. And so I'll post the odd, you know, couple photo with my partner or picture of the waterfall that I went to this weekend or whatever. Like, that's nice. Everything that you see on my business account is because I'm always sharing it from a place of, this is relevant to my clients. This is important to me in my capacity as a coach. And it's not that there are things that aren't important to me in my capacity as a coach. It's just that there are some things that are private and some things that I'm very happy to share. Like if it's
you know, Valentine's Day. Like, for me, that's got no relevance to my niche. You guys probably don't need to see pictures of me and my partner. You probably don't care what dinner I had on Valentine's dinner. You know, it's like stuff like that we can leave out, because again, it's not relevant to my niche. If you're a relationship coach, if you're a healthy eating coach, if you're all about lifestyle balance, if you're about fulfillment, happiness, integrity, then maybe it is for you. And even then, it doesn't mean you have to show every facet of your personal life. It just means that from the perspective of what am I excited to share to my audience? What does it delight me to share to my audience? And my audience being only my best clients, only the clients who I'm excited to serve, who I care to serve, who I can't wait to serve. What do I want to show them? And sharing it from that space. And making sure that your account is a space that you do reserve to be able to market and sell. And by market and sell, I mean, tell them about the ways they get to work with you. Tell them about the ways that you get to help them. Show them the ways that you are a walking example of what's possible. Showing them the ways that they get to have the things that you have figured out through your coaching. That gets to be as fun as what you do on the weekend. And if it includes what you do on the weekend, amazing. But recognizing that there is a time and a place for that, and there is a way to do that. And this is all this all supports the methodology that I teach inside my Thrive programs. So I have my Thrive one-to-one, I have Thrive Group, and within Thrive Group, it's the only way that you can currently access the Abundance Marketing Method, which is my messaging mastery course around the message that you share. So if you're thinking, okay, I'm understanding that there is now a difference between what I share personally, what I share privately, who needs to see it, who needs to have access to it, and how you get to control that, great. This is exactly what I wanted you to take away from the episode. But if you're also thinking, the truth is, I do struggle with what to say. Now I know it's okay to reserve my business for only the people who are relevant to it, but I'm still not sure how to talk about my offers. I'm still not sure how to show my client results. I'm still not sure who my client even is or what my offer is. Or I feel like I'm writing content and creating content every day, but nothing's really landing. Nothing's really creating kind of consults or sales or interest. Then drop me a message, because we probably need to work together, and I'll teach you everything that I know inside Thrive, whether it's group or one-to-one. But take this away. If you are self-conscious about who is seeing your posts, you get to make them private. Like, this is your business, your goal, your vision, your mission, your dream. If you are self-conscious about who sees it, even if you have a really good relationship, and especially if you don't have a good relationship with them, then you get to protect that. Now, in saying that, having a business account is probably going to be public. It's probably going to be something they could still choose to access if they really, really wanted to. And so be it. Like, you can't control necessarily what other people do, but it is in your control who you allow to follow you, who you allow to not necessarily watch, but it is in your control who you allow to follow you. So exercise that power. This is your call to arms to step up and be a leader. If you are feeling self-conscious about who is watching you or who is following you, then you have to take responsibility for that. It is your ability to respond to the things that are going on in your business that will determine how successful you are. So take the reins right now. Do what you need to do. If you're aware that certain people following you make you feel a certain way, then do something about it. And of course, I'm not going to deny there is power in the inner work that is available to you here. It might be that there is even deeper healing that we need to look at. Those of you who remember the visibility series, we spoke a lot about the fear of getting visible, the fear of being seen, the fear of being judged. All of this comes into it. And at a much deeper level, it is possible that there are some deeper limiting beliefs that we need to look at that we can do inside one-to-one together. So drop me a DM if you know that it goes deeper than that. But this also just gets to be a simple fix. And it gets to be that easy. So let it be that easy. And for some of you, it might be nice just to experiment with this. Experiment with just exercising your ability to respond, exercising your responsibility as the CEO, go through your following list and see who is following you, or followers list, and see who's following you, and take control of that so that you can show up more powerfully, more authentically, and more genuinely for your best client, for the client who is waiting for you to show up, so that you can sell more, create more money in your business, enjoy your business again. This is so important. I don't want you sat there feeling like you can't be yourself online, because it's a big world out there. Putting yourself on the internet is a level of exposure that you're possibly not used to, even if you already have an Instagram account or social media. And for those of you, many of my clients come to me who have never really used social media at all. So any of my clients, and honestly, any of my clients who are in the slightly older age ranges of like 40s to 50s, 50s to 60s and beyond, the truth is, if you think about it, like social media came into my life when I was 15, but that meant that it came into their life when they were 25, 35. Like when you think about that, they are more used to not being on social media than they are being on social media. So if social media makes you feel a way about being visible, being seen by certain people, then you need to take control of that ASAP. So I hope that gave you some food for thought, and I hope that that empowered you to take responsibility for your social media. But if you're still thinking, but I'm not sure if that applies to, you know, my scenario in terms of you, like you're thinking, I'm not sure if that applies to my scenario, or you're very much at the beginner stages of your business, and at the moment, the reality is that most of your clients are coming from your friends and family, so this doesn't quite apply to you, then we can discuss that in a consult about how you are going to market and sell and bring new people into your world. And if you're at the stage in your business where you've been at this for 3-4 years, where you are still like you are marketing and selling, but it's not actually marketing and selling, then maybe this is a tiny tweak that you can make to allow you to receive more in your business, so that you're not putting the walls up subconsciously and blocking people from coming in. Everybody's personal story is going to be a little bit different, but I wanted to share mine and share my rationale behind it, share my perspective on it, share the context behind it, so that you could take that, feel it for yourself, and then apply it as needed. So, next steps. If you want to work with me, then come book a consult and we can discuss one-to-one, group. And those are the only ways that you can currently access Messaging Mastery. That may change in the future. And if now isn't the right time, or you just want to know more about ways to work with me in the future, then you definitely want to join my email list. I've got the client creation guide. That's the best way to join my email list. So go to the link in my show notes, sign up to the client creation guide just by putting your name and email and then hitting submit to access that. But you can also check out my website to schedule a free consult. And on that consult, we can determine whether or not one-to-one or group is better for you and figure out the best course of action for you moving forward. So thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you in the next episode.